Saturday Light Brigade, and there you've got music from Guaranteed Irish. It's wonderful to have you here with us. We're broadcasting from Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, and there's quite a crowd starting to form now. And I hope we'll get your attention here because we have a performance. We have a performance that's about to take place. If you want to, come on up and sit on the carpet squares if you want to, or grab a chair, because we have something very special that's about to happen right now. We will talk with him more in a moment, but first we'll just have him play for us. You're in 10th grade this year?
Yes.
Have you thought about life after college or after high school yet?
Well, my plan is hopefully getting into a, like, Maine conservatory. I'm really looking at places like Manhattan because, like, it has a jazz program because I'm really interested in jazz, and it also has the good classical program because you need the core classical training.
Well, I'm happy to know about your interest in jazz too. You might want to You could hang out and sit in with the guys playing a little bit later. Do you like Stefan Grappelli and his stuff? Or who are some of your favorite jazz violinists?
I don't know. I pretty much listen to whoever shows up. I just turn on the radio and just listen.
Do you play other instruments?
I tried other instruments. Like, I can play mandolin just because it's basically the same as a violin, just with a pick. But, like, piano, I've taken lessons, not quite worked out so well. I'm not a great pianist at all.
that might surprise a lot of people, but it does. Everybody has different skills, depending on it. What was the piece you played?
That was a piece, it was Sonata Number 2, the first movement called Obsession by Eugene Ysaÿe. And there's a kind of cool history behind it, because Jacques Thibeau was a really great violinist who I saw playing Bach's Partita Number 3 and was so enthralled by that performance that he actually wrote this movement based off of Bach's piece and his playing. So, like, there's parts of it that are straight from that partita.
Interesting. Well, what would you like to do next?
Next piece is by Bach, J.S. Bach. his Sonata Number 2, and it's the first movement.
If you're just joining us, Drew is here from Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School and significantly from Pittsburgh Concert Society's Young Artist Winter Showcase. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Pittsburgh Concert Society after this next selection. Once again, here's Drew Percy. Drew Percy, and that was just beautifully done, and it's fun to watch you play as well as listen to you play. Tell me a bit about your interaction with the Pittsburgh Concert Society.
Well, I did the competition on, what was it, January 24th, and I got to play in the concert, and they called me to do this interview, and I just pulled out a bunch of pieces and started.
Well, that's terrific. You make it seem so matter-of-fact and so easy, but it had to be a little. Were you nervous when you auditioned?
Yeah, I mean, I had, my teacher has, me play with his accompanist, and she's really good about it, so, that helped me with my nerves a lot. It was a very comfortable situation for me.
Well, I'm glad that it's important to be comfortable as you're playing. Speaking of teachers, is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge, not just teachers, but family members or anybody with the Pittsburgh Concert Society?
Yeah, I mean, everyone in the Pittsburgh Concert Society has been great. I mean, they're giving me a lot of opportunities that, you know, gets me out there, and this is what I want to do. So every chance I get is great for me. And then, my parents have always supported me. My teacher's like another dad to me. He's amazing. So. Like all of them.
Well, I'm glad we have a chance to do that. I want to thank you and acknowledge you. Most of your peers have performed in our studios at the Children's Museum. This is very different to be here live at Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, where it's a different performing environment. You seem to me like somebody who would be comfortable in any environment, but it's really great to have you here, especially on a rainy day where you probably have to watch your tuning, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Yeah, and you sound great, and especially in a little bit of a different circumstance we're here. Now, one thing different is we didn't have a chance to talk much before you started. Do you have one or two more selections prepared? I wasn't sure how many you came
with. I just have one more.
Great. Well, and not great that you only have one more, but great. We're really glad you only have one more. No. At least I caught myself. I could listen to you play all day and go join the parade. What would you like to finish up with?
This last piece is called The Round of the Goblins, and it's by Antonio Bazzini.
And as I blush, I'll once again give you Drew Percy.
Thank you.